As many of you may know, IRA recently came out with this thing, and they said people who had MiFis but kind of wanted to get away from the way the current MiFi thing was being done could ask for and get what they call horizon glasses. And I'm going to describe how they work and show you a bit. But before I do that, I want to talk about some changes to the IRA app. So I'm going to open the app. Double tap to open. Now, before there were five tabs, and the very first tab was the home tab. That's changed a little bit, so I'm going to go into that one. In the home tab, you can call IRA from Glass. Call IRA with a text message. Now, I don't know that that was available the last time I demonstrated this, and then there's call IRA from your phone. So I'll just talk about the text message very briefly. Call IRA with a text message. Now I'm set up to call from Glass, so I'm just going to double tap on that, and then you'll see you can let your agent know what you're calling about. For example, please describe what's on the PowerPoint slide. I can't talk out loud right now. You can check that or not, and then send and call IRA. We're not going to do that, so we're going to go to the back button here. The My Glass tab has changed a bit, and I won't go through it, but basically what they've done is your internet, your Wi-Fi stuff used to be a separate app. Now it's not. They've put it under the My Glass app. The third one, which used to be the Wi-Fi app, is now live. And it says live. I don't think there will be anything in here, but if you double tap on it and go in it, you'll see.
Public, Ron Mills, 0 hours, 5 minutes.
Public, oh, we'll see if this works.
Search field. Public, Ron Mills, 0 hours, 5 minutes.
So what it is if it's public, that means you can join, and you double tap on that, and it's going to tell you who it is. This is a Ron Mills, and he's doing something with the YMCA, and then I'll double tap on this.
Failed to join. Session ended, cannot join.
But they'll always show things that people have wanted to do online publicly. Like earlier there was one of somebody doing a pottery fair. Now, the problem with live is it doesn't always work, and it did not work in this case. The only other thing that I want to talk about, the usage app has not changed. The more app has changed, but only in one way. I'm going into the more tab again. The first thing you see is profile. Then you see referral. That has not changed. Minutes sharing. That has not changed. Inbox. That has not changed. Photos, linked account, so that would be like if I linked my IRA to Uber and Lyft, which the last time I demonstrated I told you could do. And then, advanced features, messages on, IRA access, about IRA access, IRA access locations, and that's what's new. So now if I go to the top of this, 692
Massachusetts 8th, Cambridge, MA 02139, Lake.
These are AT&T sites.
AT&T Boylston Flagship Store, 0.9 miles.
AT&T Boylston Flagship Store.
699 Boylston Street, Boston, MA 02116, Lake.
That's 699 Boylston Street.
AT&T Cambridge Side Mall Store,
AT&T Cambridge Side Mall State. In the Cambridge Galleria,
100 Cambridge Side Place,
and you get the point. That's all that's new in the app, so I'm just going to get out of here.
Are those listed there? Because
they are listed.
Why are they on the
page? They are listed because they are IRA access sites. So if you are not an IRA user, you could go into that site, sign in as a guest, and use IRA for free. I would say if you want to try IRA, it would be good to go to one of those sites. Wegmans is now accessible with IRA in several Wegmans in Massachusetts. It's a great way to try IRA when they list their free access sites.
So let's say you were at the AT&T store in the Galleria Mall. So while you're in the store, you know, you can use the IRA for free and use the app and so on.
Yep.
Would
yes.
that extend to the entire mall, or
no.
sort of what is
no.
sort of the vicinity, the range?
It's the store and probably within a few feet of it. How many depends on
their Wi-Fi.
Their Wi-Fi, yeah, John is right about that. I know when Boston was the access point, the Wi-Fi was so good that there were some places in Quincy where we could get it.
So
that's
not
always true.
List, my understanding is Perkins is a free zone. So would, if you kept flicking down that list, would Perkins be listed?
Probably.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, and I went pretty far down the list. But my guess yeah. is that yeah. it would be.
Yeah.
Mass Association for the Blind and Vision Impaired
Logan
is a free access site. Logan Airport is a free access site, and they were listed. Ten Park Plaza is a free access site, which I didn't know, and they were listed. So I'm going to talk with you about the changes in IRA itself. The way it is now, if you want the Horizon setup, you will either get AT&T or Verizon, and what you will get when you take your phone out of the box, you will have a Horizon phone, which is a Samsung J7. You will have a power adapter and a charging cable. The power adapter goes into the wall, and it is specifically for charging your phone. Previously, you had a MiFi. You no longer have a MiFi per se. You will now not need to charge your glasses. And in fact, if you try and charge your glasses with that cable, you will basically destroy them. You will have a glasses case, which has a carabiner on it, so you can clip it to your belt. I keep it in a little fanny pack. And then you have a cable, which will connect between your glasses and the bottom of your phone. So on your phone, which is the controller, the cable will connect on the bottom. It is approximately in the middle. The two ends of the cable that connects into the phone and into the glasses, are the same. So you can use either end. You take your cable, put the prongs down because it's a micro USB. With the prongs down, you plug into the bottom of the phone. And then on your glasses, you have two arms, and if you have your glasses on your face, the right hand arm on the very end has a hole for the cable, and you will connect that cable prongs down into the glasses. So we say the cable prongs face the inside of the glasses, which they do. I have connected my cable to the phone, and I'm going to tell you about the phone. I am now tethered. I could walk around this room. On the bottom of the phone, there is a home button, and in order to talk with Chloe, because Chloe is going to be on this device, or to connect to an IRA agent, I will use that button. On the right-hand side of the phone is a power button. I'm going to turn that on as I'm describing the rest of this. Hold it in until it vibrates. It has now vibrated, and now it is beginning to connect. On the left-hand side of the phone, there are two buttons. The top one is volume up, and the bottom one is volume down. And I will be connecting to a Bluetooth speaker. Connect to Bluetooth.
I have found one paired device called Jabra Solomon V1330. Would you like to connect to it or connect to a new device?
Connect. Connect, maybe as I
soulmate is connected.
Okay, soulmate is connected. Okay, now I'll tell you a little bit about Chloe. What time is it?
Good afternoon. It's 1:51 Eastern Daylight Time.
This is Chloe. Chloe is actually very helpful, and I'm going to just let her tell you a couple of things she can do.
Hello, Jeanette. IRA ready for service. Battery 96%.
What can you do?
I can show you how to use Horizon. You can say, how do I use Horizon? Would you like to learn more?
Yes.
To call an agent, you can double press the call button or say, call an agent. Would you like to learn more?
Yes.
I can tell you the status of your minutes and battery level. You can say, how many minutes do I have, or how much battery do I have? Would you like to learn more?
Yes.
To turn privacy mode on and off during a call, you can press on the call button once. Privacy mode disables your audio and video so that the agent cannot hear or see anything on your end. Would you like to learn more?
Yes.
I can turn the flashlight on the Horizon phone on and off for you. You can say turn on the flashlight or turn off the flashlight. Would you like to learn more?
Yes.
I can tell the time and day. You can say what time is it or what day is it. Would you like to learn more?
No.
No worries. You can always hold down on the call button and ask me what I can do.
That was very helpful when I first got my phone. Advantages, disadvantages. With this new setup, the agents now see my camera. Instead of sticking out, it is right in between the two lenses, flush with my nose. And sighted people have told me, you really have to look to see the camera, which is great. I feel much more comfortable wearing these glasses. The Wi-Fi connection is better. And one of the things, I'm just
glass
doing this.
Unlocked.
Glass disconnected. I unplugged my phone. But if I were on a call, and I'm going to demonstrate this in 1 minute, if I wanted to reconnect my glasses, previously with the old system, I had to call back. I don't have to now. I can plug this back in and restart and life will be good. And I'm going to plug it in. And then the next thing I think we'll do is just do a small demonstration of Ira with the Verizon phone.
Glass connected. Initializing Ira. Hello, Jeanette. Ira ready for service.
Okay, so
hello,
now,
Jeanette. Ira ready for service.
If I want to call Ira, I need to double tap the home button. I'm going to do that now.
Calling Ira agent. Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent Bale. Starting video. Please wait.
Thank you for calling Ira. This is Belle.
Hi, Belle. I am actually in a computer users group meeting, and we are demonstrating, you and I, the new Horizon setup, and I have my glasses on, and I'm going to just have you read some of this card that I have in front of me. So tell me where you want me to place it so you can best accomplish that task.
Excellent. You'll want to lift it up about half an inch higher. Perfect. So I show it is a vertical image. There are six boxes on the upper portion of the image. I'm going to take a quick photo so the camera will focus on the entire thing at one time. I'm going to do that now. If you want to lean your chin down about a half an inch. Perfect. Taking the photo here.
Taking picture. Stay still. Picture taken.
And I'm just waiting for that to load. Video. I have that loaded. On the upper left box is an image of a closet rack, several items of clothing on hangers. To the right of that is a purple box with light blue type that says, get designer style delivered when you work, when you want a new look. Below that, to the left side, is a blue box with a darker blue print that says restore mind / body balance with a spa massage. To the right of that is an image box with a pair of hands massaging an upper right shoulder of someone lying down. Below that, the left box is an image of five people. It's from their knees down, their shoes all pointed together in one spot, making a star design. To the right of that is a darker purple text box with light blue text that says, try out fun new fitness classes. There is smaller image print in a lighter purple that I would need to take another photo to see that one. But below that, running the length of right to left of the page is introducing wellness wins in white print on an eggplant purple background, along with a circle and two W's, one on top of the other within the circle.
You know, one other thing, just to show people how much more clear this is than previously, are you able to see to the back of the room? And can you tell me the person furthest back what color shirt they are wearing.
Absolutely. So first I can see all the way to the back row. There is a, it looks like a row of hooks all the along the back wall. I see something hanging from what I believe is one of the hooks. The person seated furthest back on the left side of the aisles is wearing a long sleeve light blue shirt. The person furthest back on the right side of the aisles is wearing a black, looks like hoodie, and sunglasses. I can see the box on the wall above the hooks. It looks like a timer or a clock. I can see the red digital image. However, I'm not able to quite make out the exact print in it. I can see full right to left of the room and all the way from the floor to the overhead lighting.
So you can confirm for us that you see much more than you could previously with the older style glasses.
Yes.
The last time I did this, the clarity was not as good as this. And I want just to show them one more thing. I'm unplugging my phone.
Switching to Horizon phone camera.
Switching to Horizon phone camera. And
reconnecting to agent.
See, I don't have to call back. Now I just switched to my phone camera so they could see that I don't have to call you back in order to have you do anything else. And that's a real win-win. And I think that's all we need. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye, Bill.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we're going to get...
Thank you for calling. Was your experience good on Rapport?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. Would you like to leave a comment?
Yes.
What would you like to say?
Agent Bell did an excellent job and helped me do my demonstration, period.
Agent Bell did an excellent and helped me do my demonstration. Would you like to change it or send?
Change.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. You can ask me what I can do anytime.
Change.
Okay, what would you like to say?
Agent Bell did an excellent job and helped me to do a good...
You said, Agent Bell did an excellent me to do. Would you to change it or send it?
Change! I can't talk quickly enough.
You gotta listen to the noise.
Agent Bell did an excellent job and I got my IRA demonstration done successfully.
Sorry, I haven't learned that yet.
Answer this question. Change.
Sorry, I haven't learned that yet. Unlocked.
Cancel.
You
okay. Calling IRA agent using phone camera.
So I did that on purpose, Stephanie. And now I'm going to get rid of it.
Please wait.
Thank you for calling IRA. This is Stephanie. How may I help you?
I did this on purpose, and I'm actually going to let you go, Stephanie. I was demonstrating how easily you could get into laughter in a demonstration and mess up doing the feedback and end up recalling somebody back. But now that I've done that, I'm going to disconnect and finish what I'm doing here. Thank you for indulging me.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you for calling IRA. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Call ended. Thank you for calling. Has your experience been on the phone?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. Would you like to leave a comment?
No.
You said, so, would you like to change it or send it?
Change.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Send.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. You can ask me what I can do anytime.
Change.
Okay, what would you like to say?
Agent was great, period.
You said, agent was great. Would you like to change it or send?
Send. Send.
Sent.
It is so much better than it used to be. It has really been a pleasure having the new system. The final thing is, if you really need to use it as MiFi and you need to do a text message, you can do that. You would turn on your phone, Make sure your glass is connected to the Horizon phone. Turn on your regular phone, and then you could actually control the Aira phone through your iPhone. So if you were in a meeting and you couldn't talk and you needed to say that, you could still use your iPhone, use your glasses, and not have to fight with MiFi, because the process of being able to connect it with your glasses connected to the controller is just so simple.
One of the participants who has this new system, his only complaint was he felt that the new phone was too big to carry around. I just wanted you to comment on that.
It's no bigger than the iPhone 7, maybe a smidgen. iPhone 10. We found a very small fanny pack type thing that we got from L.L. Bean. The phone fits in it beautifully. And I've been carrying mine around pretty much all day, every day. So I would tend to disagree with that.
When you did the, you know, she described to you that, you know, fitness wellness center thing. Mm-hmm. Can you download that recording? So that you have it for later?
No, you can't do that yet. People have asked about getting that done for the future, but I don't know what's going to happen.
They could take a picture and send you a picture of it, but they are talking about having that capability, but not yet.
What you do with the tether, so it's convenient, and also whether you use it with any kind of earphones, like Bluetooth headphones?
Yes, you can pair it up with Bluetooth. I didn't do that because right now I'm Bluetooth to the speaker. And I do not Bluetooth it because I have a aversion to my Bluetooth earphones. If they fall out of my ears, I would never notice. And I can just see me losing an AirPod down the street. That would be my luck. But there is a headphone jack on it. And depending on which model you got, yours will either be immediately to the right of where you plug in your phone or almost to the right-hand corner. And it takes the standard headphone jack. It's not the iPhone type plug-in. Regarding the tether, Jen, what I do is I kind of wrap it around my neck, and then the cord, I wrap it around as much as I need to, and then the cord extends into the fanny pack that I'm wearing. Do I find it inconvenient now that I figured out that I can wrap it around my neck? I find it very adjustable and very user-friendly.
In terms of how do they decide whether you have AT&T or Verizon for your Horizon?
It mostly depends on what your area carrier is. There are exceptions to that. Our area carrier where we live is AT&T, but we found in our area after experimenting, and sometimes you do have to work with them and test it out and then get a different one. We found in our area Horizon worked better, the Verizon ones.
The phone that comes with this is not an iPhone. Do you also carry an iPhone besides that phone, or is this now your primary phone?
No, I carry both. It's a lockdown Android, so you wouldn't use this for your regular iPhone things, Jeffrey. This is specifically lockdown, and they started developing this because there were people who found it difficult to use all the features of the Aira app. So in theory, this is for people who are less technologically able. However, I have to tell you, I can do the technology. What screws me up are the beeps. But I love this phone because I can use it. I now don't have the MiFi, which is an extra device. The connectivity is better. And if I want to call an Uber, I just pick up my regular phone. And if I do it, I'm connected so they can see where my Uber is coming from. They can pull it up on the map. It gives them extra information.
So, Jeanette, this is
a whole standalone system. You don't need to own an iPhone.
You do not need to own an iPhone to use this.
When you call an Uber, I guess you could even have an agent do that, right?
Yes. You could, but if you're in the pilot program, you don't want to do that because they can't call if you're in the pilot program.
So you call your Uber on your other smartphone.
Yeah, so what I do, Jen.
And they can watch you on the Aira phone. If you're connected, the agent can see where it is.
Yes. So what I do is I call the Aira agent first, and then I call my Uber. Because if the Uber is really close, by the time I get the agent, it's not going to happen. But then I tell them I'm calling an Uber, and half the time once I put the information, oh yeah, I can see your driver, I can see where he is, and you need to go here and there and yada, yada, yada.
So you're verbally telling the agent, look for a green Toyota. They're not, there's no electronic communication from the iPhone to hire.
No, Jeffrey, I'm saying to you, I don't even have to verbally tell them what it is. If I'm linked into Ira and linked into Uber, they can see it on their maps without me ever giving them that information.
The account is linked in so that they, on their dashboard, they actually can see your Uber information or Lyft information.
Even if it's a pilot then, John, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
It's just the problem is if they call it, that you don't get the pilot
prices. Oh, yeah.
But it's not a number. It's a locked-down phone. They're just using it as a controlling device. So really sure it's a phone, but it's not being used as a phone.
How about online? Anybody online want to question or comment for Jeanette?
I just had a quick tip about Horizon glasses. I've noticed sometimes that the unit will lock up, and even if you hold the lock button down, it won't shut down, and it might be otherwise in kind of a hung, unusable state. And what I've discovered is that you can take the cover off the phone and take the battery out. But when I first got it, I didn't realize that the cover comes off, but you can kind of peel off the cover and take the battery out and reset it. In fact, I just had to do it now with my Horizon phone, and I don't know what causes it. The only thing I can think of is that, like, I haven't used it for like a week or two, so I don't know if long dormant periods of it running can cause that. But when it first happened to me, I had to post in some groups before, because I didn't want to rip the phone apart, and somebody did say that you can take that cover off and then sort of do a force reset.
So Mika, I have not had that happen. Is it the back of the phone where the cover is that you take off?
Yeah, you kind of peel it with your fingernail on. It's a very thin cover, and then you can pop the battery out. But you're lucky you haven't had that happen.
Is it near the camera end?
It's along the side where you would lift the cover up. It's adjacent to the volume control, looking at the back of the phone. And there's a little slit where you can put your fingernail and just pull the cover off right by the volume control.
So I understand Freedom Scientific, or VFO, or whatever they call themselves this month, they have something so that you could use Ira, just like, not for tech support, but, if you're on your computer and you want to know, do you have a blue screen of death or is something going on your screen, and et cetera, you could call them up. Has anybody tried that?
I have not. I have heard that it works well. I don't know how the minute charging works on that. I think it's free as long as you're using a Freedom Scientific product and you're having an issue on the screen.